Joining us this morning from the Lorraine Port Authority is Rick Novak.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's funny, we do different spotlights. We talked with you over the time, and we have, Craig and I have been here long enough to see somehow the changes in the Black River. We just talked about sort of the remediation that's been done and how the Black River landing has really changed. And so there's a lot of things that when I think of the Port Authority, now I think about entertainment. It seems to be that's a business that you've been involved with in for now.
It is. It's one of the businesses. We are also obviously involved in development and the maritime trade as well. But obviously since the focus has been on the redevelopment of the river and the rebirth of the river, let's say, we've also tried to open things up for public accessibility. In fact, you had Kate and Kristen on a little bit earlier and talking about the rehabilitation of the river. In fact, the Black River Landing Site was one of the first sites for to show how the river can be remediated and how it can be cleaned up. And we actually, what we built there was an aquatic fish habitat. It's a fancy name for a fish shelf. A lot of rocks in the river there, and we did that. And when we first tested the water there to see what the fish were, and it was, let's say, the less than desirable fish, you know, the bullhead, carp, things of that nature. And 1 year later, I believe the governor at that time had come in, and we had bass there. So it was just, it shows how quickly the river can turn around. But yeah, we are ready to kick off the summer season right now.
Well, before we get to that, I was just looking at your Facebook page, and you did receive a new 2016 Brownfield grant.
Yes.
And so that adds to another something progressing in your area.
Yeah, one of the areas that we've wanted to focus on is really being out in the community and assisting smaller businesses and nonprofits. So let's say if you would like to buy a piece of property downtown or a building downtown, we can help with an environmental assessment. In other words, you're going to go to a bank, you're going to get a loan. The first thing you're going to say is, have you had the property checked yet? You know, have you looked at it for asbestos? Have you looked at it for things of that nature? And we can do that. And actually, if the EPA approves of the project, we can do that for free. And we've helped many, many businesses, nonprofits, and other government entities throughout, you know, the past several years that we've been involved in the program. I have to tell you, it is probably one of the best programs I've ever worked with. And I've been in government for, you know, 40 years now. And it is very efficient. We've had turnaround from the EPA on requests in less than a day. In fact, less than an hour at times. That shows you how interactive we are with them. But it is good. It's really helping as part of the redevelopment of downtown, because we're now getting people that are aware of our program. And so they're looking at businesses and buildings that are vacant. And now we're starting to fill them up. So this is exactly what we're trying to do.
Earlier today, we talked with Mayor Chase Rittenour. And he also talked about a renewed interest in some of that property. So you're saying that too?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. We go in initially, and we can really help someone. We, you know, if you save them $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and in some cases we've saved people over $20,000. So, you know, if you're going in initially into a building and you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, that's a big savings off your initial bottom line for what you want to do. And, you know, we help, like, for example, with the Lorraine Historical Society, the old Carnegie Library. We've helped with, in fact, the hotel building. We've gone in there and looked at what was needed to be done and to be remediated, asbestos and things of that nature. And we are continuing that with many, many other businesses along Broadway as well.
Does that go with sort of vacant land too?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yes. In fact, we did our confined disposal site, and we found out it's fine. So
that's good
forward.
To know, because many times people will see something they think is an eyesore and think, why isn't someone doing something with it? Why can't they put something in there? And they don't realize, well, there's something in there that's cost prohibitive for somebody to take advantage of it. But this is an assist that comes with it.
Yeah, we've had small businesses come into town specifically because of our program, because it saves them. Let's say, again, if you're a small business owner and you want to look at several sites, you may put $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 out, and we've got, you know, again, the money available, and that would be at no cost to them then. So we've been very, very fortunate, and I thank the EPA, because they saw what we've been able to do and the initiative that we've taken on, and they were willing to fund us again. So we're very, very happy about that.
That's good.
It feels like summer today. You mentioned summer. Here comes summer, the entertainment lineup down at the Black River. You've got your hands full, don't you?
Yeah, we do. In fact, the season's already kicked off. There have already been two trips out to the lighthouse for the lighthouse tours already. And this next, this weekend is not the big activity weekend, but beginning June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, that's going to be the big kickoff for the summer for us. We have Rockin' on the River is going to kick off that weekend, and we're looking forward to that because it was a huge success last year, brought thousands of people every weekend to our downtown area and to the waterfront. And we also have the Cabela's Walleye Tournament kicking off that same weekend. In fact, they do the registration on June 2nd, and then June 3rd, they'll be out fishing, and June 4th will be, you know, the official weigh-in for everybody. So it's going to be, I think, a phenomenal summer. And that's just a prelude because next year we're looking at Cabela's coming in with a national tournament. So that'll bring hundreds of boats into this area, and that means a lot to the economy because when the folks are here, it's not just for those 2 or 3 days of the tournament. They're here for a week ahead of time to look where the fish are, and they follow the fish. But we're excited because, you know, again, Rockin' on the River is going to kick off the season.
So can you give us a clue here? Where are the fish? Where do we go out here to find the walleye?
Does he look like a charter captain? I don't understand.
No. Well, he knows the water, right?
Well, last I heard, they're off of Lorraine here, about a mile or so offshore. So
got a mile out.
Yeah.
All right.
And both walleye and perch. So.
Very good.
Listen.
Oh, that's the lake. We want to know the Black River we talked about. You have the boat tours up the Black River.
Correct.
Sometimes the only way you can access these areas. And you've got a chance to do some already this year, or have you?
We've done the lighthouse tours already.
Okay.
We're going to be kicking off. Well, we have several private tours already. There are a lot of organizations and nonprofit groups and just, let's say, senior groups that want a private tour. We can do those as well.
Okay.
And those work out really well because we can go out, like, let's say, at 10 in the morning or whatever time anyone wants to go out, and then they all want to go to lunch somewhere. So it's a great thing for, you know, the community because then you fill up a restaurant around noon. But, yeah, it's phenomenal. If you haven't done the river tours, just as you talked about a little bit earlier with the heron nesting area, to see 300 heron nests is just, it's spectacular. It's really, it's different. It's fun. And eagle hang around in that area a lot. And, you know, you don't think of eagle on the, you know, but they hang out at the steel plant. They're sitting there on the conveyor belts or sitting on the ore pile, you know, the piles there. And it's just phenomenal. And, you know, we've seen beaver up the river and now you're getting the walleye and we've seen otter and.
But you don't guarantee this. It's not like when I go to Cedar Point and they have the guy jump out or the hippo or thing, right? You just see what each one is different. It's unique depending on what's there, right?
That's it. We can't guarantee it, but the animals are pretty much regulatory. I mean, it is sometimes like the ride of Cedar because you look and go, okay, it's now, you know, 7:30 and here come the deer down, you know, to drink or something like that, you know, so.
I can imagine. There must be a point when they start turning around, there's a little bit of a groan. Oh, we're turning around. We want to go more. But I guess how long does that take and how much are you seeing when you go on there?
Oh, you go it's about an hour and a half tour up the river. And you go, let's say, in line with the boat pad area where the school bus service is on Colorado Avenue by the where the Metro Parks bike trail ends on Colorado Avenue. So you go about 3-4 miles up river.
It's kind of a winding river.
Yes,
too, right?
It is. And it's completely different because it is industrial, but interspersed with all the industrial is all of this natural area as well. And that's where the animals are. And it's phenomenal. It really is.
It gives it, it's probably a fun educational thing, but it's also a way for you to kind of get the word out to the public to see what's been done in that area.
That's absolutely
not really seen by driving down any of the roads that are
and
here.
Yeah, that's part of the goal, and that's why you hear about the kayakathon. That's why you have all the other activities going on as well, as to show what is happening, where, let's say, your tax dollars are going as well.
Our guest this morning, Rick Novak with the Lorraine Port Authority. We appreciate you coming in, and I know we'll be down there. Black River Landing has all sorts of, because of the different events, not only the ones you're talking about, but in international, celebrating their 50th anniversary this year and all the different things that you have, the fireworks that are coming up, I think on the 3rd?
July 3rd,
July 3rd,
correct.
That you'll have that as well. So.
And those are usually spectacular because we can hold them off over the water. We have larger shells then because of the safety zones that we can establish. So it's great. So invite everyone to come down to Severn. Have a great time.
Have a great time to see what's happening in downtown Lorain, the Black River area. A really great piece that's put together here in Lorain. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Glad to do it.